Get closer to the game with Starting Lineup on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
Now, you're in a pretty unique situation because you coach LeBron. You're an assistant coach at San Antonio, so you coached Tim Duncan. Instead of asking you who's going to win, tell us what kind of characteristics to the two superstar players of each team, what do they share? Do you see kind of a common thread between the two of them?
Oh, yes, I do. They're both very, very, very competitive. And, a lot of people think, at least in the past, thought that, especially LeBron, he was a guy that just kind of woke up, and because he was so naturally gifted, he was where he was. And he was on track because he had this superhuman body. But they both work extremely hard. I was around them both in the summertime. The stuff that they do to get their mind and their body right, when people think that they should be on an island someplace laying back drinking martinis, is unbelievable, especially guys of their stature. So their competitive nature, their will to work, their mental toughness to work, especially when some people think that they may not or should not be working. The drive, it's all there. Obviously they're different types of players, but they have the different ingredients that you need to be able to possess in order to be not only great players, but champions also, which is a very rare combination when you have both those things.
When you look at this Spurs team, it's the same, it's a different team going into this finals than last year. What adjustments are they going to have to make to win this? What do they have to change differently from last year's finals to this year for them able to win this title?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have to change much. I think they're going to have to be who they are, play their game offensively. I thought defensively, they seem to have a solid game plan. You talk about the game six, the crash at the end of game six, where they could have, should have, probably won the finals, and that would have meant they would have won the thing in 4-2. And I think obviously losing that game hurt them going into game seven. So I don't think that their run last year was disastrous in terms of game plan or game planning against the Heat players. I just think that losing that game six was a tough game for them to lose, and it didn't help them going into game seven. So they just got to come out and be who they are.
The Starting Lineup, weekdays from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.